This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The star campaigners of both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan have intensified their poll campaign for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed an election rally in Khagadia. Mr. Shah said there has been a substantial decline in the number of heinous crimes during the NDA rule in Bihar. Mr. Shah said this election will decide whether Jungle Raj will come to Bihar or state remains on path of development. On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav also held a public meeting at Parbatta Assembly constituency in Khagadia. He said if their alliance is voted to power in Bihar, steps will be taken to resolve the problem of unemployment in the state. Jan Swaraj Party founder Prashant Kishore, speaking at an election rally in Motihari, alleged that both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan have failed to meet the aspirations of the people in the Bihar Assembly polls. Both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are facing a major challenge from a large number of rebel candidates. We have a report.
In Dinara constituency of Rohtas district, former minister and ex-JDU leader Jay Kumar Singh is contesting as a rebel candidate against the NDA-supported Rashtriya Lok Morcha nominee. The Rashtriya Lok Morcha has fielded Alok Kumar Singh, while the RJD has nominated Sasi Sankar Kumar. In Dehri constituency of Rohtas district, Fateh Bahadur Singh, upset over being denied a ticket, is contesting against his own party's RJD candidate Guddu Kumar Chandravansi in Chainpur seat of Kaimur district due to a lack of seat sharing agreement within the Mahagathbandhan. Vikasshil Insan Party Govind Bind and RJD's Brij Kishore Bind are contesting against each other. In Mahua constituency of Vaisali district, the RJD is being challenged by its former leader Tej Pratap Yadav, who was expelled from the party by RJD national president Lalu Prasad. Tej Pratap is contesting against the RJD's official candidate Mukesh Kumar Roshan. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Election Commission of India has issued a fresh advisory ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections, outlining stringent rules for disclosure and responsible use of artificial intelligence, AI, and synthetic content in political campaigning. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Parvathaneni Harish, has called upon Pakistan to end the grave and ongoing human rights violations in the areas illegally occupied by it, particularly in Jammu and Kashmir. He said this while addressing the United Nations Security Council during the open debate organized on the 80th UN Day yesterday. Meanwhile, the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has warned Pakistan that its removal from the grey list in October 2022 does not make it immune to money laundering and terrorist financing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. The Indian Railways have made extensive arrangements to cater to the extra rush of passengers during Chhath Puja, ensuring smooth and safe travel for festival goers across the country. Around 6,181 special trains have been notified to facilitate passengers returning to their workplaces after the festive season. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said around 1.5 crore train passengers have travelled so far in this festive season. He added that over 2.5 crore passengers are likely to travel by the end of the festival season. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said big holding areas have been set at 30 stations for smoother crowd management. Renowned actor Satish Shah passed away today at the age of 74. His career spanned decades, marked by versatile performances and impeccable comic timing, making him a beloved figure in Indian television and cinema. In men's cricket, India avoided a clean sweep of the three-match series by hosts Australia with a comfortable 9-wicket win in the final ODI in Sydney today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.